WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to help you kickstart your day with a little bit of wisdom and a whole lot of motivation. Now, before we dive into today's topic, mindfulness, tell me something. Have you ever felt like your brain is running on a hamster wheel? Thoughts, worries, to DOS, they just keep spinning and spinning. You know that feeling when you're trying to focus but your mind's off in la-la land, daydreaming about pizza or planning your weekend getaway? Yeah, I get it, we've all been there. That's where mindfulness comes in like a cool glass of water on a scorching day for your overactive brain. Today, we're talking about how to weave mindfulness into your everyday life. Because honestly, who needs another complicated self-help system? We just want simple, practical ways to chill out and actually enjoy this crazy ride called life, right? So, here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you become a mindfulness master in no time. First up, start small. You don't need to meditate for hours on end. Just 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run a marathon on your first day of training, would you? Same goes for mindfulness. Start with baby steps and gradually increase the duration as you feel comfortable. Next, pay attention to the present moment. This sounds obvious, right? But seriously, how often are we lost in our thoughts about the past or worries about the future? Mindfulness is all about anchoring yourself to the now, savoring your morning coffee, noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin, feeling the grass beneath your feet. It's like hitting the pause button on life's mental whirlwind and taking a moment to truly experience what's happening right here, right now. Third, engage your senses. Take a few moments each day to really tune into your senses. What do you see? Hear? Smell? Taste? Touch? This helps ground you in the present moment and brings a sense of awareness to your everyday experiences. Think about that delicious cup of coffee. How does it smell? How does it feel in your mouth? What nuts of flavor do you detect? It's amazing how much we miss when our minds are racing. Fourth, practice gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your entire perspective. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, even if it's something simple like a sunny day or a good laugh with a friend. This helps cultivate a positive mindset and reminds you of all the wonderful things you already have. And finally, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen. It's about being present, making a conscious effort, and accepting that sometimes your mind will wander. When it does, just gently guide your attention back to the present moment. No judgment, no shame. Just be patient with yourself and keep practicing. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're standing in line at the coffee shop, feeling the buzz of the morning rush. Instead of getting caught up in your to-do list or worrying about being late, take a moment to breathe deeply and feel the warmth of the sun on your face. Notice the aroma of freshly brewed coffee filling the air. Listen to the gentle chatter of people around you. Even in this seemingly mundane moment, there's beauty and peace to be found. That's mindfulness in action. So, remember, folks, mindfulness isn't some magical superpower reserved for monks and gurus. It's a skill that we can all cultivate with practice. Start small, be patient with yourself, and you'll find that even amidst the chaos of everyday life, there's always room for calm and clarity. Don't forget to take these insights and sprinkle them into your day. Even a few moments of mindful breathing can make a world of difference. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little dose of mindfulness magic. Until next time, stay grounded, stay present, and keep on shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.